Vanguard Records has reissued on CD an album of Spanish folk songs that was one of music critic Lloyd Schwartz's favorites back when he was a college student. Does the recording hold up? Here's Lloyd's update.
Yo me subí a Pino Verde por ver si la divisaba, por ver si la divisaba. Y solo divisé el polvo del coche que la llevaba, del coche que la llevaba. Y anda, jaleo, jaleo, ya se acabó el alboroto y vamos al tiroteo, y vamos al tiroteo.
In the 1960s, it was a refreshing change from the sugary voices of Joan Baez and Judy Collins to hear the earthy, uncompromising, sometimes even grating voice of Germaine Montero. An actress of extraordinary expressivity, variety, and bite, Montero was a Parisian who went to Spain in her early 20s and worked closely with the great Spanish poet and playwright Federico García Lorca. After Lorca's assassination by the fascists in 1936, when he was 37, Montero returned to Paris, where she appeared in famous productions of Lorca's Blood Wedding and Brecht's Mother Courage. She also became a cabaret star. One of my college teachers turned me on to two of Montero's LPs, Canciones de España, which has just been reissued, and a haunting, hair-raising album of Lorca's poems and songs, which I hope will also be reissued. During the Spanish Civil War, some of these folk songs had been transformed into satiric political ballads. For example, Los Cuatro Muleros, the Four Mule Drivers, a song of sexual desire, became Los Cuatro Generales. Montero sings the original version as if she knows perfectly well its other implications.
De los cuatro muleros, de los cuatro muleros, de los cuatro muleros, mamita mía, que van al agua, que van al agua. Y el de la mula torda, y el de la mula torda, y el de la mula torda. Mamita mía, me roba el alma, me roba el alma. De los cuatro muleros, de los cuatro muleros, de los cuatro muleros, mamita mía, que van al río, que van al río. Y el de la mula torda, y el de la mula torda, y el de la mula torda, mamita mía, es mi marido, es mi marido.
There are songs of love, requited and otherwise, comic and desperate, some in the voices of women, some in men's voices. Also lullabies, religious songs, and songs of civic boosterism. This song, transcribed by Lorca himself, tells of a virtuous wife who would rather have her husband in his coarse gray cape than the commander who is trying to seduce her with his fancy one. Recordings were made in 1959 and 1960. The arrangements by conductor Salvador Bacarís are colorful, but retain the slightly dated theatrical flavor of a time when folk music was just being rediscovered. For me, they have their own nostalgic charm. Montero is also a creature of her time, but her power and conviction still ring true after more than 30 years. I don't love this album in exactly the same way I loved it when I was in college, but I still love it.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Germaine Montero singing folk songs of Spain on Vanguard.